The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The first evidence of dog domestication dates back to 30,000 BC in the form of a skull of a wolf-like creature found in a cave in Belgium. Evidence of cat domestication dates back to 7,500 BC when a feline was buried with a human in a Neolithic village on the Mediterranean island of Cyprus. Before they were pets, dogs helped humans hunt, and cats helped guard grain supplies by keeping rats and mice away. Eventually, people started to treat these animals more like pets. But the Middle Ages were a grim period for cats and dogs. In AD 1233, Pope Gregory IX issued the Vox Aurama, which suggested black cats were agents of Satan, prompting the massacre of tens of millions of cats throughout Europe. And in 1637, French philosopher René Descartes declared animals were soulless machines, which paved the way for experiments on living dogs. It wasn't until the late 1800s and early 1900s that there was a rise in sentimentality toward dogs and cats. Flea and tick products appeared in the 1880s, and kitty litter was invented in 1947, enabling people to bring cats indoors.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.